Picture this. You're at flight level 350, somewhere over the Eastern Mediterranean. You've got ADS-B and your MFD is painting traffic. Targets are moving normally, altitudes look right, everyone's where they should be, except they're not. Some of those targets are in the wrong place. Some might be showing in airspace they should not be anywhere near, and some of those blips on your display might represent aircraft that are nowhere close to where the symbology says they are. This isn't a system malfunction, the hardware is working fine. The problem is the data. I'm Vector, this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar, and today we're going into something that keeps pilots and air traffic controllers up at night. GPS spoofing over high-threat regions, and why the ADS-B architecture we all rely on is only as trustworthy as the satellite data feeding it. Before we get into the engineering of this, let me bring in our sponsor. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones, first solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last, AviationSoul.com.
Now let's break this down. Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, ADS-B, works on a simple principle. Your avionics take your GPS-derived position, your altitude, your ground speed, your aircraft identification, and broadcast all of that out on either 978 MHz for aircraft with universal access transceiver equipment, or 1090 MHz for extended squitter, roughly twice per second. Other aircraft with ADS-B in can hear those broadcasts. Ground stations hear them too and relay the traffic picture to controllers. The key word in that system is dependent. It depends on GPS. That is its input. That is the data it trusts and rebroadcasts to the world, which means if GPS is wrong, ADS-B is wrong. There's an important distinction between two things that can go wrong with GPS. The first is jamming. Jamming is relatively brute force. You overwhelm the receiver with radio frequency noise and the GPS signal disappears. Your box loses its position, you get an alert, something is obviously wrong. You know there's a problem? Spoofing is different, spoofing is worse.
Spoofing doesn't block the real GPS signals. It overpowers them with counterfeit signals that look legitimate. Your GPS receiver picks them up, believes them, and reports a position that is completely fabricated. From the receiver's perspective, everything looks fine. No flags, no errors. The box thinks it knows exactly where it is. It's just wrong. And then it broadcasts that wrong position on ADS-B to everyone listening. Here's what that looks like from the outside. A controller scope might show an aircraft flying over restricted airspace it isn't actually over. Another aircraft's traffic display might show a target at an altitude or bearing that doesn't match anything the crew can see out the window. In some cases, aircraft have received resolution advisories from the Traffic Collision Avoidance System, TCAS, for phantom aircraft that were nowhere near them. The TCAS saw an ADS-B target, computed a conflict, and commanded a climb or descent against an aircraft that wasn't there. If you're a systems thinker, this is the part that should concern you deeply. TCAS was designed as a last resort collision avoidance layer. It's the backstop. If TCAS is generating resolution advisories against ghost traffic, you have compromised one of the final safety nets in the system. The data tells an interesting story about where this is happening. The Eastern Mediterranean has become, over the past 2 to 3 years, one of the most intense GPS spoofing environments in the world. Ops Group, a pilot safety and operations advisory organization that tracks these events in near real time, has documented thousands of position error events affecting commercial and general aviation aircraft operating through Cyprus, Israel, Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, and the surrounding airspace. The Persian Gulf region near Iran has been a consistent problem area. Parts of Eastern Europe, particularly around the Baltic states and airspace near Russian territory, have seen similar patterns. Eurocontrol, the European Organization for the Safety of Air Navigation, has issued multiple safety notices and NOTAMs documenting GPS interference events. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has issued its own guidance. The International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, has been working the problem at the standards level. Why is it happening? The honest answer is that GPS jamming and spoofing are military tools. Ground-based systems emit these signals for battlefield electronic warfare applications in a region with active conflict or even elevated military tension. Those systems run, and they don't respect geographic boundaries. The signals don't care that civil aviation corridors are nearby. Here's what most people miss about ADS-B security. When the ADS-B standard was designed, authentication was not a core requirement. A ground station or a cockpit receiver that hears an ADS-B transmission has no reliable way to verify that the aircraft emitting it is actually where it says it is. There is no cryptographic signature on those broadcasts. There is no mechanism to say, this position claim has been verified by a trusted source. That was a reasonable design choice in the early 2000s, when ADS-B was being developed and GPS spoofing was a theoretical concern rather than an operational reality. It is a much harder trade-off today. What this creates, in practical terms, is a system that can be corrupted from the outside without anyone detecting it in real time. The ADS-B infrastructure collects what it hears and builds a picture from it. If what it hears is false, the picture is false, so what are we doing about it? A few things, at varying levels of maturity. The most immediate tool is awareness. Eurocontrol and the FAA have improved the speed and granularity of their GPS interference reporting. Pilots who experience anomalies can report them through specific channels. Ops Group maintains a near real-time map of reported events that professional flight crews and dispatchers use when planning routing through high-risk areas. Airlines with frequent operations through affected regions have developed internal procedures, including which navigation systems to cross-check, when to treat the traffic picture with skepticism, and how to communicate with ATC when GPS performance appears degraded. The longer-term technical answer involves authentication. Researchers and standards bodies have been working on enhancements to ADS-B that would allow receivers to cryptographically verify position claims. The concept is not new. Implementing it at scale across an entire global fleet of aircraft with varying equipment vintages is enormously complex. We are not close to a deployed solution today, but the work is happening.
There's also a parallel conversation about navigation resilience. ADS-B's dependency on GPS is a single-point vulnerability. Traditional ground-based navigation, VOR, DME, LS, exists alongside GPS and provides an independent cross-check. The FAA and ICAO have both been reevaluating the pace of VOR decommissioning in light of the spoofing environment. The agency paused some planned shutdowns, the logic being that in a GPS-degraded environment, independent navigation infrastructure becomes more valuable, not less. For general aviation pilots, there are practical implications here, even if you're not routing through the Levant at flight level 350. First, the traffic picture is not infallible. ADS-B in gives you a powerful situational awareness tool, but what you're seeing is a processed output of GPS data from other aircraft. In high-threat environments, that data may not be accurate. Cross-checking with visual lookout, ATC traffic advisories, and radar-based traffic information where available isn't redundant. It's the system working as designed with multiple independent inputs. Second, your own ADS-B outposition is a value that other people depend on. If your GPS is spoofed, you may be telling the world you're somewhere you're not. That affects separation. That affects ATC's picture of your flight. Third, GPS integrity monitoring matters. Modern Wide Area Augmentation System, or WAAS, GPS receivers have integrity monitoring built in. If the GPS solution falls outside acceptable parameters, the receiver will flag it. Know what that flag looks like on your equipment. Know the difference between a position degradation alert and a GPS failure. If your receiver suddenly tells you that you're at an airport you departed an hour ago, or that your ground speed has jumped by 200 knots in 3 seconds, those are spoofing signatures. Trust your other instruments. Revert to raw navigation. Fourth, check current advisories when planning routes through affected regions. If you're routing across the Atlantic toward the Mediterranean, Eurocontrol and Ops Group advisories are now a standard part of pre-flight planning for professional crews. They should be on your checklist, too.
The broader point here is something engineers think about often. Every system has an assumed threat model, the set of adversaries and failure modes the designers planned for. ADS-B's threat model did not include state-level actors with sophisticated electronic warfare equipment operating within range of civil aviation corridors. The system was designed to solve a specific problem, mid-air collision risk in controlled airspace, and it does that well in the environment it was built for, but it was not built for an environment where the underlying input, GPS itself, is actively being falsified. That doesn't make ADS-B a bad system. It makes it a system with a known vulnerability that requires known compensating procedures. Pilots have been managing system limitations with compensating procedures since long before there were two-way radios. This is not different in kind. What is different is the pace at which the threat environment is evolving versus the pace at which aviation standards and fleet upgrades can respond. That gap is where the risk lives right now. Ops Group, Eurocontrol, and the FAA have published detailed guidance on GPS interference and ADS-B anomalies in high-risk airspace. That's where today's technical detail comes from, and their advisories are worth building into your regular pre-flight review. I'm Vector on Clear Direct, more at radiohangar.com. The display shows you a picture. Make sure you understand where that picture comes from.